Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, teachers. You guys, man, we might open up a floodgate of calls here. Because I think some teachers are kind of freaked out about this whole thing. 404-741-Q100.
We're talking about merit pay based on, you know, teachers getting paid based on their students' performance. Because I moved here in 92, okay? And I was here when Governor Zell Miller was in office. And I, one thing I learned about the state of Georgia, unlike where I came from in Tennessee, is that education makes or breaks a gubernatorial candidate. Like, Roy Barnes got elected because he had the backing of the teachers. And then, you know, there was this perception that he disappointed him. So Governor Perdue got in office because he had the backing of the teachers. I didn't notice this during elections in Tennessee. Georgia is, if you don't have the teachers' backing, you cannot run this state.
Mm-hmm. And apparently Barnes was going to change it to... this to get rid of tenure?
Well, there's been so many education issues. I mean, yes, because it has to do with national test scoring. Because, you know, now that we have all these test scores, and Georgia usually doesn't rank at the top of this, that
they're not anywhere near the top.
Right.
That was being very kind.
So the debate is tenure. If you're a teacher and you have tenure, you don't have to worry about losing your job. You know what I mean? Even if you're
explain what tenure is for those that have no idea what that word means.
I don't know how in Georgia how long you have to be a teacher. Four years. Okay.
You have to be. It doesn't matter if it's 4 or 30. That means you have tenure. So if they have to make cuts, typically in the past, it's been the last ones in or the first ones to go. Mm-hmm. So if you are a brand new teacher and maybe you have the highest level of education and you're the most technologically advanced and maybe you're even the best teacher in your entire school, that didn't matter before because the teachers that had been there longer than you, 4 years or more, were the ones that were saved,
right.
And you were the one that got cut. But now that's all changing, and it's going to be based on evaluations.
Right, and today is the last day of the state legislature, and there's a bill before the Senate, the state Senate, that has to do with merit pay. Okay, and this all stems from, I mean, there's such a history, but right now, if you remember, the White House is actually, you know, President Obama wants performance-based pay for teachers. And so they started a program called Race to the Top, and each state was competing for a grant from the White House, and Georgia did not make the cut. They came in third and missed a $400 million grant.
Oh.
Now, the Race to the Top is still in play, so Georgia is still trying to make that, you know, get grant money. But so that's why there is a bill before the Senate now talking about merit pay. So basically, like Jim was saying, instead of it being about you not getting judged as a tenured teacher, it's like you get judged on your students' performance and you get your pay scale is based on that too, which is bringing to light the issue of are tenured teachers actually the better teachers?
404-741-Q100. From the this is an uneducated opinion right now that I have, but it sure seems like just at first listen that don't you want the teachers there that are giving you the best your children the best results?
Like, yes.
Wouldn't you?
That's what
yes.
I would think. You want the
what
best. You want the best teachers for kids, not necessarily the ones that have been there the longest.
Because right. perhaps the ones that have been there the longest maybe get a little lazy because they know they're not going anywhere.
They know they're safe.
Exactly. Right.
That's my initial knee jerk.
And we're not teachers in here, so if teachers want to correct, if I'm wrong, then correct me if I'm wrong. But it just seems like this is just all relative to things that have been going on in the state for over a decade.
Jen Hobby, how do you know so much about this?
I just happen to know somebody in education.
Let's do a lot of reading. Good morning, Connie. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hi.
Good.
You sound like a teacher.
This is a very, very important issue. I am president-elect of the Cobb County Association of Educators, and on my way right now to go lobby against the House Bill 521, proposing more of an idea towards pay performance.
Did I get that right? Everything that the way I described it? Okay.
Okay.
You did an excellent synopsis. The problem we have with the bill right now is, and the problem with Race to the Top is, they didn't invite teachers. They didn't invite the stakeholders to the table to develop the measures.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a problem with pay for performance if it is done fair and equal. Right now, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I teach special ed reading at a middle school in Cobb, that is, you know, economically disadvantaged, 40% Hispanic, all of that. How are you going to judge me based on my sixth graders who come in at a first grade reading level?
Mm-hmm.
And you're using a standardized test measure that's for their grade level. I don't want to be graded on that. And mm-hmm. I don't want my administrator, who may or may not know me, like me, or whatever, affecting my pay.
That's a really good point. Now I'm on your side.
Well, there you go, Bert. That's what I love. No, I want to hear what Jeff thinks.
He's not in here.
Unfortunately, he's not in the room.
Yeah, you lost him.
Okay.
We could change things. If everything's on an equal playing level, then I would get it. But if it's uneven, then that's not really fair either.
Here's Misha. Good morning, Misha. You're on Q100.
Yeah, hi. Fort Lawrence got rid of tenure, so we no longer have that.
Okay.
Yeah, we still have the system of seniority. If you've been in a school longer, you might not get cut. But it's been on evaluation for a long time,
okay.
Especially in my county.
Which county is that?
It's Fulton.
Okay.
So there's no longer tenure.
Okay.
So
that's what Jen was referring to, is that Roy Bunch got rid of tenure.
Oh, he wanted to. And that's why some people say he wasn't reelected.
But she just said he did.
Well, in Fulton and Cobb, mm-hmm. it's that way.
Okay.
Here's Jessica. As far as my limited knowledge goes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all a little uneducated about this. Good morning, Jessica. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just want to say that the dirty little secret that they're not telling mm-hmm. is that it's highly based off of CRCT, the standardized test, mm-hmm. and attendance, as if the teacher has any control over whether her students come to school or not.
Mm.
If, you know, especially in elementary school, if a parent's not going to bring their kid, they're not going to bring their kid, and that is very out of our control. And the CRCT, you include special ed and everything, and if that's the case, then how can you tell us that, you know, we're responsible for that?
Yeah,
that's my problem.
I'm not a teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm a daughter of a teacher, but I'm not comfortable with the standardized test. I think it's so impersonal. But I understand, though, on a national level, how else do you measure it?
How else do they know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Susan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello.
I teach elementary school. I teach fourth and fifth grade math, and I teach specifically the students who did not meet standard on the last CRCT test. And I don't think we should base merit pay on one test. I think it should be based on the growth of the individual student. So that shows the teacher's performance, because it shows how much they've progressed through the year. But you can't base it on one test, because you have test anxiety. You have kids that stay up till 10 o'clock at night and fall asleep during the test. And I don't think that our pay should be based on one test. It should be based on their growth.
Here is Sarah, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm a 7th grade teacher, and I feel that it should be based on merit pay. I know there's a lot of teachers that have, our school district pays on the degree that you have, and I think if you're somebody who has a PhD or a specialist degree, that you should have to include and incorporate more of your ideas, or you should have to apply for different grants if you're going to get paid for that level of your degree.
So what difference does it make, you say, in pay?
Like, for example, I'm a mom, and I only have my bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody at my school who may have their specialist or PhD is at a higher pay level than I am. Even though we may be teaching the same activities, they're technically getting paid mm-hmm. more than I am because they have that higher degree.
Mm-hmm. And are their students performing better or worse than your students?
I don't know. I don't have the data from that. But I think we all work together, like, for collaborative planning. And I think if it were to come out that if my students are being graded on how I'm doing, then I don't think teachers are going to work well together.
I don't.
What are you smirking about, Melissa?
I'm just like, I think it's ironic that a teacher is discussing the debate on whether a teacher should be more educated than
There is some irony there, isn't there?
A little irony.
Here is Allie. Good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I teach 11th grade World Lit at a Carroll County school, mm-hmm. and that's the graduation test. I teach both graduation tests for the English department. And my students, whether they come in on a second or third grade reading level, are tested right along with everybody else, which I don't have a problem with merit pay, but the students who are in the technical school, mm-hmm. the test that they take does not reflect anything that they will have to do when they graduate from high school. There's not a technical portion of it. So whether or not they pass the test is not necessarily measures how successful they are. They may have a computer test that they take that they excel at, but they're measured right along with everyone else.
Well, this gives you a little taste if you're a parent on what's going on, mm-hmm. not so far behind the scenes at your schools here. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of different things to take into place before you make an opinion on it.
And like one of the teachers said, I mean, it is today, like I said, the last day of the state legislature, and the name of the bill is the Senate Bill 521. Now, my understanding is that they don't think they're going to have enough votes to pass it, but you'll definitely see, probably on the news tonight, the protesters out at the Capitol, you know, talking about this.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.